play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Glove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome to Geneseo High School. The Silver Streaks haven't been here for several years. And tonight, it's the most important game of the season. The postseason gets underway. The regional opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Geneseo a winner over Alleman last night to get to this game. That was a game between the 4 and the 5 seeds. The Silver Streaks coming in as the top seed at 21-10 on the season. Geneseo is 14-14. Jim, you and I were visiting before we went on the air tonight. The last time Galesburg was here was not a pleasant experience in an equally important game. Hope to reverse those memories tonight.
Well, you know, it was pleasant for three quarters. We played great basketball. It was Victor Davis' senior season, and it was the regional championship game against the Rock Island Rocks. It was when Chason Randall was a junior, and the Silver Streaks led that game into the fourth quarter before Randall and Muskie Valley took over hitting shots for the Rock Island guards, and they ended up getting out of here with that regional title. That was not the year they won the state title. It was the following year, but that core group was still there for Rock Island. So it was a pretty memorable night here 4 years ago when the Streaks dropped a tough game in the regional championship. We hope to be playing for the regional title again this Friday night. I think an equally good game in store if it's us and Dunlap, but both of our teams have to get there first.
Starting lineups for the Maple Leafs. I'll go with Jordan Milkey, a 5'11 senior, and Luke Snyder, also a 5'11 senior, with Ethan Radue, a 5'10 senior. And then the juniors along the front line, Greg Rusk, who you heard Coach Mike Reynolds refer to in the pregame, a 6'1 junior. And then Drew Himmelman, the biggest offensive force on this Geneseo team at 6'7, also a junior. The Silver Streaks have their starting five intact for the second straight game after some injuries and some sickness that we alluded to in the pregame interview. Devin Ross, a 6-foot sophomore, with Meeker, the 6'1 sophomore. And then Grant Gibson, the 6'2 junior, and the two seniors, Denzel Jones at 5'11 and Tyson Parks at 6'. So definitely a size advantage for the Silver Streak or for the Maple Leafs, but the Silver Streaks feeling that they have a great advantage on the perimeter and hoping, as you heard Mike Reynolds say, to get this game up and going, a full 82-foot game, as he refers to, meaning good, strong defense on the perimeter, maybe leading to some runouts at the other end. And we are ready to get the postseason underway for the Silver Streaks, taking on a 500 Geneseo team. Tyson Parks in the midcourt circle along with Himmelman, who easily wins the tip. And the Geneseo Maple Leafs, even though playing at home, the lower seed, wearing the road green here tonight. Devin Ross draws a starting assignment on Ethan Radue on the outside. They get it into Himmelman, loses it on the floor. Parks dives for it, comes up with a loose ball, and the Silver Streaks force a turnover on the opening possession.
Meeker doing exactly what he should do, strip that ball when the big guy got it.
Gibson down the lane, draws a defense, double pump, and up and in by Tyson Parks from the low blocks, and Galesburg takes a 2-0 lead. Gibson from the right side of the lane, blew down the middle, curling to his left. That drew the defense, and Parks got the lay-in coming off an 18-point game in the region in the season final against UT last week. Here's a deflected pass, a shot missed by Ethan Radue in the lane, got blocked. Tyson Parks comes up with the rebound. Galesburg down the lane, Denzel Jones up and in with the right hand, and Galesburg starts very quickly here with two baskets in the opening minute.
Yeah, that quickness and penetration, Geneseo not used to seeing that much this year. Jones, I think, was just hoping to get in the lane. Nobody ever really picked him up, and he gets all the way to the basket.
Milkey across midcourt, just outside the free throw line. Luke Snyder to the left side. It goes to Milkey on the wing, drawing a double team, skips it back out. And the Streaks settling back into a kind of a drop-back man defense. Down low, a pump fake and up and in by Luke Snyder on the low blocks. Got the defense to bite on the fake, and he banked it in from the right side. 4-2, Galesburg by 2. A little token pressure by Geneseo as the Streaks break it, getting into the into the front court. Meeker in front of the scoring table, dribbles, reverses back to Devin Ross near midcourt. Left side over to Gibson. Finds an opening in the lane, has the ball knocked away, picks it up in the low blocks, turns around up for the shot, and fouled by Snyder, who fell to the deck at the same time, but the blocking foul on Snyder, the 5'11 senior for the Maple Leafs. And Grant will get two free throws here.
Got to think if we continue to have good crisp ball movement, there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the half court to score for a number of players. It's just going to be finding the ones that have the best shot. There have been games where it's hard to find an open shot, but in this one tonight, I really like our chances. Unless we're just cold as ice, the Silver Streaks ought to have a pretty good evening here.
Grant Gibson coming off a game when he made 10 out of 14 shots from the free throw line against UT on Friday. Makes his first two from the line here, and Galesburg leads 6-2. 1 minute, 43 seconds into the first quarter, and the Streaks put on a little full-court pressure here, coming off the two made free throws. Hemmelman on the dribble in the backcourt, guarded by Parks. Now Meeker comes out to help, fades it left over to Radu. Into the front court on the right wing, it goes to Greg Rusk, who hasn't touched it a whole lot in the first three possessions. Out high on the perimeter, Radu. It goes right side to Snyder. Skip pass up top to the left side. Pull-up jumper, Milkey from 12 feet. Missed it. Rebound, Devin Ross got the deflection to himself. Into the front court comes Galesburg quickly. Pull-up three by Meeker off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Himmelman, who averages a double-double for Geneseo. Tipped pass into the front court. Twice deflected. Now stolen away by Meeker. Ross and Vic Gibson both got hands on it. Here's Gibson for three. Good! Knocked it down from just to the right of the top of the arc. It's 9-2 Galesburg. Played 2.5 minutes here in the first quarter.
I think those Brad Storms about one basket away from needing to call a timeout. He knows that they don't want to get an up-and-down game with Galesburg, but once they turn it over, there's no choice.
And another bad pass. Radu has it taken away at midcourt. Ross into the front court. Spin move by Gibson. Up in the bank shot. And there is the timeout as Galesburg takes an 11-2 lead with 5:11 still to play in the first quarter. And an energetic Silver Streak race to the timeout huddle.
Well, and the Silver Streaks taking it right to Alleman here, as we had imagined, using the superior quickness and really even when Geneseo a couple of times has gotten the ball down in pretty good position. Our guards are long enough. One time Meeker and one time Ross able, I think, alter the shots of the Geneseo guards, and they came up a little short on the front iron, and then forcing three turnovers here. Silver Streaks finishing well and everything going our way here early.
Try to keep an eye on other games going on around the area, including over in the Peoria area, which is where the Silver Streaks will head if they can win this regional here. And we'll head over to the Peoria sectional. End of third quarter, Morton leads Limestone 39-38, and that would be a huge upset this early in the regional.
Limestone's not been playing very well the last couple of weeks.
They are the top seed. 5:11 to go here in the first quarter here. Galesburg up by 9. Forcing some Geneseo turnovers. Here's Parks deflecting a pass in the lane, but it goes right to the outside to Rusk. Now between the circles, Milkey. Left side, Radu. Trying to get it into Himmelman. Instead, they go down low. Flashing through the lane, Ethan Radu gets it up and in with a left hand.
Radu did a nice job not to travel there as Tyson Parks flew by. He had to adjust that shot. Didn't shuffle his feet and got it down.
Parks with it now. Right side over to Meeker on the wing. Tyson flashing toward the basket. Meeker will back up toward the scoring table on the dribble. Now works his way back up to the right side of the arc. Gibson, top of the lane, skips a pass out to Devin Ross. He steps inside the arc, skips it to the outside. Meeker, he drives into the lane, out to Gibson. He'll work his way inside the arc, and he scoops it over to Meeker in the lane with a one-handed scoop. Won't go, and there's Parks with the rebound put back.
Figured Tyson would be a problem for him tonight. Even though Himmelman's 6'7", he can't be around Parks all the time, and Tyson always is a surprise to the other team on the glass.
Full court pressure, and Meeker draws a little bump foul in the backcourt on Rusk, guarding too closely. First foul of the game on Meeker. First on the Silver Streaks. Not quite halfway through the first quarter. Silver Streaks by 9.
And last night, Geneseo got to attack the Alleman zone all night. Tonight, they're going to be stuck looking at a Galesburg man-to-man. Makes it a little tougher assignment.
Bounce pass up the near sideline, right in front of Coach Mike Reynolds. Rusk dribbles away from there, passes it left side, a fake by Radu, pulls up left side of the lane, rims in and out. Good shot, but it just wouldn't go down. Gibson with a rebound, leads it into the front court for Galesburg. Down the right side of the lane, Ross, now to the outside, Denzel, in the lane, hesitation, fadeaway, shot good. You know, 4 in the game for Denzel. Streaks in double figures now with a 15-4 lead.
Mike Reynolds had a chance to come up here and scout last night, and as you and I know, when you give Mike time to look another team over, he'll come up with a pretty good game plan, and right now the Silver Streaks executing it almost flawlessly.
Under 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks by 11 on the outside. A three by the left-hander. Radu gets blocked by Devin Ross, and he rebounds it. Leads the break over left side through the lane. Parks picks it up off the rim twice and drops through. 6 in the quarter for Tyson Parks. It's 17-4 Galesburg.
Well, right now it looks like a 1 seed against a 4 seed so far.
Tennessee rattled on their home court, coming off a dominant victory over Alleman that knocked the Pioneers out of the playoffs. Bounce pass to the left side of the arc. Skip pass right side. They try to get it into Himmelman, overthrow him out of bounds. That's four Maple Leafs turnovers in the first quarter with under 3 minutes to go.
Now the Silver Streaks, with their energy and their execution, have not only put up the lead on the scoreboard, but they've really got into Geneseo's heads here, I think. The Maple Leafs look very rattled on both ends of the court.
Joe Williams into the game as he replaces Devin Ross. He'll bring it up into the midcourt to Grant Gibson. Top of the circle. Tyson down the lane. Tried to go for the one-handed jam. Hit the front of the rim, and Himmelman comes up with a rebound. Tyson trying to make some noise with an exclamation point. Silver Streaks still lead by 13. Backing his way in and traveling, Ethan Radu got cut off, trying to spin his way into the lane. Meeker hung right with him. That's five Geneseo turnovers.
Now, that could have been an important possession for Geneseo after Galesburg misses the dunk. If they come down and maybe hit a two or three, get their crowd into it. But another turnover for the Maple Leafs, and the Streaks going to come right back at him. And, you know, Parks, even though he missed the shot, he split that. He went right down the lane untouched. Geneseo's just really lost out there right now.
Ethan Radu after the travel. Now here's at the other end. Parks, quick step to the basket after the pass from the outside by Gibson, and it's 19-4. And how about Tyson Parks with 8 points already in the first quarter?
Well, and he'll have 30 tonight if they don't play a better defense than that. Again, he got the ball, and there was nobody around him.
That was even after he juggled it.
Yeah.
They still couldn't get over to defend him. So Ethan Radu is out, is what I was about to say, for Geneseo. Into the game, Cooper Humphreys, a 5'6 junior. At the top of the arc, Humphreys drives, forces up a bad shot in the lane. Himmelman gets the offensive putback and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play here and a badly needed basket for Geneseo.
Well, and Himmelman, their 6'7" player that's their leading scorer and rebounder, he hadn't really touched the ball in this ball game up until then, so he finally gets his presence felt on a putback there.
Foul by Denzel Jones, his first, team second. And Himmelman to the line for the traditional three-point play. The basket is good, his first points of the game. It's 19-7, Galesburg by a dozen. Williams bringing it up midcourt. Lobs it into the front court, right wing to Denzel. Cut off on the baseline, skips it left side over to Gibson. He'll fire the three. That one's a little bit short. Weak side rebound pops out to Denzel, and it's off his hands out of bounds back to Geneseo.
Yeah, Denzel and Tyson both had a shot at that, and I think that's why it ended up out of bounds. Both of them got a hand on it. Neither could corral it, so Geneseo gets it back, trying to cut the lead down to 10, maybe 9.
Parks out, Logan Davis in for the first time for the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds has gone to the bench twice with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. From the low side, Gibson comes out high, knocks a pass out of bounds. Geneseo will inbound it in the front court. Rusk on the far side away from us, and now a horn. Are they going to bring Devin Ross? No, he'll have to wait. Wide open shot right side. Streaks kind of got rattled with that buzzer, I think, and Jordan Milkey got wide open. Yeah. Just outside the right side of the lane for the basket.
Yeah, coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman, they sounded the buzzer, and then they just handed the ball, and our defense wasn't even set. We thought it was still a break in the action there.
Denzel Jones with it on the left wing, shuffled his feet, drives, kicks it out. Gibson top of the circle for three off the rim, and a late foul as Luke Snyder came over, and Grant might have sold that one a little bit, but Grant's going to get three free throws here on the push foul.
Yeah.
Second foul of the game on the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, Grant's big and strong. He didn't go down all that easy, but he crumbled pretty quickly after that shot was released.
Second foul of the game on Luke Snyder. He has both of the Geneseo fouls. Coach Brad Storm trying to get him out of the game, and he'll have to wait till Grant shoots at least a couple here. 19-9, Galesburg by 10. Maple Leafs have scored the last two baskets, and Grant well short on the first free throw. Out of the game, Snyder. Nope, he's got to wait. Traditionally, the shooter shoots two of the three free throws before any substitutions are made, so another errant horn here. Gibson's second one on the way. Good. Now they'll make the substitutions. Talked about Tyson Parks with eight in the first quarter. Grant Gibson also with eight for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 11, 20-9. Ross back in for Galesburg as Meeker sits down. And the third free throw for Grant Gibson on the way and rolls off. Rebound Himmelman, who's got four boards in this game already for Geneseo. Silver Streaks by 11. in the backcourt. Now Radu back into the game for Geneseo into the front court, guarded by Williams. Up top between the circles to Kevin Wolak, 6'1 senior into the game for Coach Brad Storm. Lob down low, Himmelman missed the shot, wide open under the basket, shot it too strong off the back of the rim, and then Denzel leading the break to the other end, lost it in the lane but knocked out of bounds by the Maple Leafs.
I guess we're even in that category. Both teams' centers have missed a wide open shot in the last couple of minutes.
Under a minute to go, first quarter, Galesburg on top 20-9. Ross into the lane to Grant Gibson. Skips it right side, Joe Williams for three. Nice looking rotation on the shot, but it popped in and out. And the rebound to Rusk for Geneseo. So the Maple Leafs trying to hang around, get this deficit back under double digits, coming toward the end of the first quarter. Driving baseline, bounce pass through the lane, finds Radu on the right side, spins along the low blocks and travels with it as he falls down. Six Geneseo turnovers in this first quarter.
Yeah, Radu just got a little carried away there. He was trying to do too much and came in, got cut off, tried to do a spin move, fell down, and next thing you know, the feet had moved to violation. And with 29 seconds left, we'll see if the Streaks elect to go for one here to end the period. My guess is that is exactly what they'll do.
Grant Gibson and Devin Ross will bring it into the front court. Geneseo waits back in what appears to be a man defense for the final 30 seconds. Gibson on the dribble just inside the front court with 13 seconds to go. Works his way into the midcourt circle to the left, now with 10 seconds to go. Starts his dribble, bounces it over to Logan Davis with 7. Now down to 5 seconds. Davis dribbles once, trying to look to the inside, gets it over to Grant. Eyes the clock, drives, left side, all the way up and in, and that's the end of the first quarter. 10 in the first quarter for Gibson. Silver Streaks lead 22-9. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
One quarter gone at Geneseo as Galesburg opens the regional and opens very strong. A 13-point lead over the host Maple Leafs, 22-9 at the end of one, and Galesburg has the ball to begin quarter number two. Ross bounce pass down low. Quick shot by Gibson. Step to the basket, up and in, and it's now 24-9 Galesburg as the Silver Streaks look like an experienced regional champion team trying to repeat as we start this game. Dribbling right into traffic. Joe Williams with the steal. Leads the break. Here's Gibson in again from the right side, up and strong.
Been a long time since Grant's got up to the rack that many times. Three times in the last three possessions, as a matter of fact. And he's having a big night. The Streaks threatening to blow this one out.
Trying to go for another steal again. Here's Radu driving, fakes a pass, drives right, gets it off to Himmelman, who gets fouled on the way to the basket. Chance to look at the first quarter statistics here, Jim, and one of the things that stands out, I didn't have Galesburg for a single turnover that quarter.
No, and Geneseo had six. The Silver Streaks able to use their quickness and their aggressiveness to force those turnovers. Got another one quick here in the second quarter as well. The other big statistic, Galesburg 9 out of 14 from the field. Geneseo was 4 of 10. Himmelman, the big guy, hits his first free throw here to make it 26-10.
Streaks holding their own on the rebounding side as well, despite the presence of Himmelman. Tyson Parks has had a good start, but he's had some help. Has a good team effort by the Streaks on the boards, and when you're making as many shots as the Streaks have, as Himmelman misses the second, and there's a strong rebound by Parks right on cue. Haven't been a whole lot of rebounds to be made with the Streaks shooting as well as they've started here. Left side Gibson with it, who has the two baskets to open the second quarter for the Streaks, and he already has 14 in the game. Tough pass. Good job by Williams to get it away from Radu. Trill pulls up inside the free throw line off the back of the rim, and Radu comes away with a rebound. Leads a break into the front court, pulls up on the left side as Williams cut him off there. Skip pass goes to the right side. Dribbling back to the outside, Milkey. Now onto the left wing it goes. Trying to swing past Ethan Meeker is Anthony Bravada, and he swung the ball down low, and Meeker knocked it out of his hands, off Bravada, out of bounds. 8 Geneseo turnovers.
Yeah, and again, Geneseo's, I think, continue to have problems not only taking care of the ball, but defensively the Silver Streak's very balanced. And, you know, their teams, when we play Moline Rock Island, it's hard to even get a good shot off sometimes. Right now, we can have about any shot on that court we want.
Gibson fakes right, drives left, in traffic, strong shot, but comes up a little bit short, and the rebound, Kevin Wolak for Geneseo. Grant hasn't missed much tonight. Silver Streaks lead 26-10 here in quarter number two. We played about a minute and a half. Lob on the inside, batted away by Tyson Parks. Ross steps up to it. Himmelman dives for it, comes up with it, saves it over to Bravada, drives it up, block out of bounds by Ross. Silver Streaks not giving up anything defensively here tonight. Good job by Geneseo to prevent the Streaks from getting out on the run out, but Gelsberg hung right in there. And now they'll have to defend the inbound. Looking. Bravada now throws it way out high and going up for it. Milkey up top over Ross now with the dribble. 26-10, Galesburg by 16. To the left side, swinging it down. Wolak brings it back out. Tried to go to a cutting Radu to the basket who was not expecting the pass. It went behind him, and then Streaks came over and actually knocked it out of bounds trying to go for the steal.
Yeah, Joe Williams got his hand on it. Otherwise, it probably just goes into the stands anyway. Joel, take a seat. Denzel back in.
So it's Ross, Meeker, Gibson, Parks, and Jones. The five starters back on the floor together for the Silver Streaks. Just past the six-minute mark of quarter number two. Galesburg on top by 16. Inside the free throw line, high post left. Putting the ball on the floor now. Wolak dribbles right, gets it over to Milkey on the right wing, lobs it into Himmelman. Good defense by the Streaks. Knocking it loose again. Gibson fights off Himmelman for the steal. Into the front court, Meeker. No looks to Tyson Parks, up and in from the left side. If the Streaks don't make that crisp, quick passing, they don't get that transition bucket. But Parks in double figures with 10 now on the good pass from the outside by Meeker.
And Parks got it up in a hurry, too. It no more than hit his fingertips, and he had it up there off the glass.
Right side, wide open three, Milkey. Swish. Streaks went for the steal. That allowed him to go for the open three-pointer, 28-13. Galesburg still in control as we approach the five-minute mark in the opening half. Gibson with it on the right wing. Up top, Denzel Jones. Streaks have been very active offensively as Meeker gets bumped, comes up with the ball on the floor, gets it over to Jones just away from Radu, drives inside, kicks it out. Gibson fires a three. Good. Gotta be frustrating for Geneseo. Twice they nearly had a steal there, and instead Gibson just calmly knocks one down and puts the Streaks back up by 18. And another bad pass by Radu, but it's soft enough that Milkey can get it before it goes out of bounds. On the right side, this is Anthony Bravada, the freshman in the game for Coach Brad Storm. Dribbling to the left side, it goes to Milkey now on the wing, trying to lose Denzel Jones. Denzel bats it on the floor, Streaks diving for it. Milkey comes up with it, gets it out to Radu. Now to the right baseline, and dribbling away from traffic is Wolak. And the Streaks defense keeping Geneseo on the perimeter, not giving up anything easy. On the left side, Milkey pulls up from 18 feet. Shot to the right, off-balance shot, and Himmelman deflects the rebound to himself, chasing it down on the wing. Good effort by Himmelman, and then an offensive foul as Parks was waiting for him, driving on the baseline. 10 Geneseo turnovers, first foul of the game on Himmelman.
Streaks have been terrific on both ends of the court, certainly ready for this regional tournament opener tonight. And Coach Reynolds able to use his bench, playing about seven deep right now. 31-13.
So active tonight, defensively and offensively. Just terrific movement all over the floor. Halfway through the second quarter, Galesburg with a palindrome score, up by 18, 31-13. Quick look down low. Gibson steps to the basket, pump fakes, shot missed. Himmelman with his sixth rebound for Geneseo. Still 17 in the game for Grant Gibson. And better defense by Geneseo not to give it up so easily. On the right side, Milkey between the circles, Luke Snyder, guarded by Gibson out high. Streaks have stuck pretty much with the man defense the whole game. Lob over Parks, down low, Himmelman collects the ball, banks it in. First basket of the second quarter, he has six.
Well, they like that lob to Himmelman, but they've got to get it over Parks. That time they barely did. Tyson just couldn't quite get there.
Meeker drives in the lane, now takes it all away, scoops it right side over to Parks, got bumped, gets his own rebound, and fouled on the putback.
Now that time, Parks on the weak side as Meeker drew Himmelman over to him and then dropped it over to Tyson, who briefly fumbled it, and so will settle for free throws instead of the field goal.
That's on Snyder. That's his third. Free throw is good by Parks. He has 11 now. Again, the 18 he had in the win over UT on Friday was one short of his career high. Fourth team foul on Geneseo. 3:17 to go in the first half. And the Silver Streaks lead by 17 as Parks misses the second, rebounded by Bravada for the Maple Leafs. 32-15, 3:10 to go, first half. Bounce pass deflected away by Meeker with a two-on-one break. Gets it over to Williams, up and in, and a foul, and an intentional foul called. And this is going to be a flagrant, and the Streaks are going to get a free throw and the ball back.
What a terrific job by Meeker, not only to get the steal, but then as he leads it down the far side, he starts to come in, and it looked for all the world like he was going to go ahead and take it and made the defense commit to him, and then just dropped off a beautiful pass to Williams, who finished, and now we got two free throws in the ball coming. This is really turning into a rout.
Foul on Greg Rusk, his first. Five team fouls on Geneseo. Joe Williams makes the free throw. Another one coming. Galesburg now leads by 20. 35-15, just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Williams makes them both. So the basket, two free throws, and Galesburg gets the ball back. And good to see Joe Williams. Hopefully that gets him on track offensively as he puts four quick points on the board.
And absolutely no argument from Geneseo coach Brad Storm about the flagrant foul. Many times coaches won't be very happy about that, but he seemed to be in agreement with the officials on that. He never said a word.
In the lane, Gibson, cut off, trying to look for a curling Meeker, gets it over to Williams instead, off-balance shot off the back of the rim, and a foul, I think, on Parks,
yep.
Maybe, leaning way back, looks like he got a hand out into the back of Himmelman, trying to prevent him from going for the rebound, and Geneseo will get it back, second foul of the game on Parks.
Parks will catch a rest as Logan Davis checks in for Galesburg.
Well, certainly don't want Tyson picking up three fouls with under 3 minutes to go in the first half and leading by 21. So he's been very productive, very active, and as much a part of this big Silver Streaks lead in the first half. And a hand check foul called on the Silver Streaks in the backcourt as Himmelman was trying to bring it up court, and Logan Davis gets called for the reach, his first. Team fouls even at five now, 2:50 to go, second quarter. Redu in the backcourt, guarded by Williams, working his way to the right side, bouncing it up top. Lob on the inside to Himmelman, coming from the backside, Meeker with the steal, leading the break for Galesburg. Bounce pass right side, Joe Williams pump fakes and traveled with it. Is that the first Galesburg turnover?
The first Galesburg turnover.
Wow, 2:37 to go in the first half, first Galesburg turnover.
Meanwhile, on the Geneseo end, you knew as soon as Parks left the game, they were going to go right for Himmelman that time, but Meeker with a nice job coming over from the backside, stripped it away before the big guy could hand it onto it.
Now Himmelman brings it into the front court, lost it briefly, saves it, gets it over to Redu. Now onto the left side it goes to Bravada. The freshman guarded by Gibson pulls it back out between the circles, and they swing it right side over to the near sideline, Milky, who now walks the volleyball spike line, backs up toward midcourt, and drives on Denzel Jones, passing it away into the right wing to Redu. Redu dribbles left around the screen. Meeker fights through it. Now Bravada, lob into Himmelman, gets bumped by Jones, gets the shot up and in with a bank shot anyway. No foul call. Geneseo fans not happy about that. Himmelman finishes it off. 5 1/4, 8 for the game. 19-point Galesburg lead, under 2 minutes to go first half. Gibson with it on the right wing. Top of the circle, Denzel. Left side, Joe Williams. Cut off there. Swings it back up top. Quick three by Meeker off the back of the rim. Rebound, Himmelman. Got him for 7 rebounds in the game now. Meeker coming off a good game, especially the second half against UT Friday, has missed all 3 of his shots here in this game. But the Streaks nevertheless leading by 19. On the right wing, the freshman Bravada. Guarded by Jones on the cutter, right side, Himmelman. Bank shot up and in and a foul as the Streaks get called for a defensive foul. And I think that one's going to be on Gibson, and it'll be his first.
You know, really, every offensive set we've seen them have, it centers around Himmelman. I mean, they are always looking to get him the ball inside. And again, especially with Parks out of there, they're just going to wear us out down low. We've tried to counter that now with Eric Thompson, the 6'6" sophomore, going to check in, see if he can't put a little size on Himmelman.
Well, and Coach Mike Reynolds said as Himmelman finishes off a three-point play in last night's game against Alleman, 10 of the first 12 possessions all went into Himmelman. And he had a big night offensively and a big win for the Maple Leafs. He's got 8 in the quarter, 11 for the game, but the Silver Strokes still lead by 16. Gibson drives, dumps it off under the basket. Thompson comes up short, tries to get his own put back. That won't go. Another shot at it. That one is too strong. Fourth opportunity, Gibson gets fouled.
Well, our shooting percentage took a beating that time down the court, but we're likely
our rebounding numbers went up, though.
Yeah, likely to still get a point or two out of it with Gibson going to the line. Eric Thompson just, yeah, he was too intimidated by Himmelman. He tried to throw that ball up with one hand and leaning backwards when he should have just gone straight up with it.
And Gibson has now missed 3 of his last 4 free throws as the first one kisses off the front of the rim, off the glass, and falls off. Galesburg by 16 with a minute 7 to go in the first half. Foul on Anthony Bravada is his first, and Gibson makes the second free throw. 37-20, Galesburg by 17, full court pressure is on. Radu in the backcourt, guarded by Williams. Now everybody else works their way into the front court. Williams stays in the backcourt with Radu with under a minute to go in the first half now. Radu driving, dumps it off, cut off. Good read by Grant Gibson as they try to bounce it through the lane for Himmelman. Now Gibson leads, gives off to Williams on the right elbow. He'll hand back off to Gibson. Tried a little pick and roll there, but Gibson will back it up with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Denzel Jones up top, guarded by Radu. He'll back up to the volleyball spike line. Gives way to Gibson, down to 35 seconds to go. Gibson with the dribble now, working against Milky. Now the Streaks start to spread it out a little bit, working the clock down under 30 seconds, and may be content now to try to hold for the final shot.
Yeah, I don't think that was our intent when we first brought the ball across the timeline, but nothing really developed for a while, and then we look up and there's a half minute left, and you figure, well, let's just go ahead up 17, take the final shot of the half, and go to the locker room.
And 10 seconds to go with Gibson in midcourt. Mike Reynolds says, get the offense in motion. Gibson works his way to the right. He's going to fire a long three. Off the net, rim badly. Rebound fought for. Somehow the Streaks come up with it, and Eric Thompson gets fouled going to the basket. He was in the middle of 3 green jerseys for Geneseo, and somehow Thompson fought them all off for the offensive rebound, and he gets free throws with a half second left in the first half.
Yeah, Gibson's shot was really way too strong, but somehow, like you said, Thompson, and if he doesn't fall on the floor, he might not get that foul call. Well, bad free throw. Thompson missed everything to the left except a piece of the backboard.
Been a struggle for him at the free throw line all season long. Eric comes in tonight 4 of 16 on the varsity level. J.J. Range in for the final half second for the Silver Streaks as Thompson prepares to shoot his second free throw. The foul on Ethan Radu is his first for Geneseo. Thompson misses them both. Rebound Geneseo, and that's the end of a very successful first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, opening the regional with a 37-20 lead heading to the locker room. We'll take a look at the first half stats when we come back. Talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 37, Geneseo 20, halftime in the regional semifinal. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
$500!
$500 cash. You never know where the button spotter may be.
Well, this is our WGIL button spotting envelope, and we'd like you to open it up.
I have never won from this. I've had the buttons on before, so.
All right! Thank you. Yes, it is!
$500 cash.
I am Jeanette Lucas from Watauga, Illinois, and I just won $500 from the WGIL button.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan. Right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, the first half just about couldn't have gone any better for the Galesburg boys basketball team, even though statistically the second quarter, at least from an offensive standpoint, the numbers are not good. And yet, Jim Lee, as much of that has to do with the number of shots the Silver Streaks got compared to Geneseo, with the Maple Leafs having trouble getting off any shots whatsoever. They shot the ball only six times. Galesburg, 15 shots in the second quarter by comparison. A lot of that due to their successful offensive rebounding. A lot of that due to the Geneseo turnovers preventing them from getting off any shots. This is as active as the Streaks have been, I think, in any half we've seen all season. I hesitate to say it's their best half of the season, but it's an awfully good one at the right time.
Yeah, well, and it's an opportunity. We've not played a team that really is as slow at the positions, especially at the guard spots, as Geneseo in quite a while. And I think it's been refreshing to the guys to be able to have some of these opportunities to jump into the passing lanes and to get out and go with the basketball the way they have. And you're right. You know, right now Geneseo is actually out shooting us here at halftime percentage wise.
Right.
But they're just not getting many shots off.
So let's take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. So let's go ahead and take a look at those numbers, Jim.
All right. Silver Streaks are 14 out of 29 from the field, 48%. Just 5 of 15 in that second quarter after a blistering 9 of 14 in the first. Meanwhile, Geneseo, 4 of 10 in the first quarter, 4 out of 6 in that second quarter. But so many times they were throwing the ball away. When they get it into Himmelman, good things happen. A number of times they've tried to get it in there, only to have the ball taken away. Geneseo was able to stabilize the game, I think, in the closing minutes of that second quarter, because Tyson Parks had to sit on the bench with his second foul. When he's in there, it's really a problem for Geneseo. Rebounds right now, I've got Geneseo on the little edge on the board, 15 to 12. And the turnovers, that's the big statistic. Galesburg with just one turnover in that half. It came late in the second quarter, while Geneseo has had 13, as the Silver Streaks' quickness and pressure has just proven to be too much. And I've got to think that that's probably something that's not going to change. That's not something as a coach you can go in the locker room and say, okay, we need to get quicker, guys. And so that's Geneseo's biggest problem right now.
37-20 Galesburg at the half. Maple Leafs 1 of 2 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks were 2 of 6. Galesburg 7 of 13 from the free throw line. Geneseo 3 out of 4. We'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman and take a look at some other regional action going on in high school basketball around the area, including one very surprising score to tell you about when we come back at half at Geneseo. It's the Silver Streaks on top of the Maple Leafs, 37-20. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Now that Jake Glasnovich is running the show at Pete's Auto Body, he's determined to make sure all of the previous and future customers know three things. Number one,
we use only environmentally friendly water-based paint, which is what your car or truck was painted with at the factory. It's the equivalent of removing 1,000 cars from the road. So when you get your car repaired at Pete's, you'll get the closest thing to factory perfect you can find anywhere.
Number two,
we recycle all of our solvent waste in-house. We recycle all of our cardboard and paper waste, and we use 99.99% efficient filters in all of our paint booths. This way, we can make as little negative impact as possible.
Number three,
we're still the same hometown shop you've always trusted. A handshake here means something. Every job is personal, and I guarantee your satisfaction.
So basically, when you take your car to Pete's Auto Body, you're getting the best repair possible, and you can feel good knowing they're taking care of the planet, too.
Drive past the rest and come to the best. Pete's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. CASA needs volunteers. Could you have what it takes to advocate for abused or neglected children? Training classes begin soon. To become a court-appointed special advocate, check our calendar for more information at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a slight chance of snow tonight. Lows down around 15. Tomorrow, snow likely with accumulation around 1 inch, highs of 29. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow. Lows dropping down around 12. Thursday, sunny with highs of 33. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows of 22. And finally, Friday, cloudy with highs around 40. Friday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, lows of 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 24 at WGIL.
Hi, it's Tom Arrett. At 7:10 tomorrow morning, we'll talk with Catherine Spitznagel from the Cat Visitor Center Museum about the AAU basketball exhibit on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at Geneseo. Silver Streaks lead the host Maple Leafs 37-20 at halftime. Galesburg scored the first two baskets of the game. They have led from start to halftime up to this point. And we're going to send things down to the courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for a halftime interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
All right, well, Steve, we thought that we had a pretty good opportunity here to be a little more athletic tonight, use our quickness, and you certainly have.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game you want to make it an 84-foot full-court game. We've got, you know, up and down. We put some pressure on their guards, made them play a little faster. We've got some steals and turnovers and converted them at the other end and made them really work hard in the half court. Their kids had to work for everything he's got inside.
They really, almost every set they go through him, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to get the ball into him in a number of different ways every possession. You're exactly right. And we're making him work for it. We're making him work coming up in a press breaker. So we hope that fatigue will be a cumulative thing here with him as well. He's a little tired.
When you're up 17 and have played a pretty good first half, there's really not a whole lot you have to tell the team at halftime, is
there? You don't want to rest on your laurels. You want to keep the pressure up. You understand what got you to this point, and you want to, you know, try to go out and replicate it, especially at the beginning of the second half.
All right, good job. Let's get it in.
Thank you.
Halftime here at Geneseo. Our thanks, as always, to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, as Galesburg feeling pretty good, up 37-20 here at the half. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here. Drew Himmelman, the only player in double figures with for Geneseo, with 11. Jordan Milkey with 5. Luke Snyder, Ethan Radu, each with 2. And four other Geneseo Maple Leafs have played but have not scored: Anthony Bravada, Greg Rusk, Kevin Wolak, and Cooper Humphreys. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson leads away with 18. Tyson Parks also in double figures with 11. Next up, Joe Williams off the bench, and Denzel Jones each with 4. Eric Thompson, J.J. Range, Logan Davis, Ethan Meeker, and Devin Ross have all played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead 37-20 at halftime. The big upset that we were alluding to when we went to break: the Limestone Rockets are out of the postseason. They lose to Morton in the regional semifinal, and not only lose, but lose by 15 points to the Potters, who have had some struggles of their own this season. And Limestone, after such a dominant run through probably three quarters, maybe 80% of the season, finished on a very low note.
Yeah, I think they lost three of their last four.
I think that's...
But for several weeks, I've been pretty convinced that Peoria Emanuel was the team that was going to come out of that regional anyway. They are playing some great basketball right now.
Silver Streaks have played some great basketball in the first half. Geneseo to open the second half with the ball. Driving left baseline, cut off, and a four-step shot by Milkey. And the rebound put back by Himmelman, and a foul. So 8 rebounds already in the game for Himmelman, who leads the Maple Leafs with 13. 13 of their 22. And the second foul of the game on Denzel Jones.
You know, it says a lot for Himmelman to be able to get done what he does when every team they play knows that everything's going to try and go through him. He doesn't really have much help at all out there scoring with this Geneseo team. And I know he's 6'7", but we've seen a lot of 6'7" kids that can't handle that responsibility, and he does a pretty good job of it.
Up top, Ethan Meeker fakes now. Hesitation drive down the left side of the lane, an off-balance shot squared up his body a little bit, but got the shoulders pointed to the basket, made a tough shot, and the Silver Streaks on top 39-23. First basket of the game for Ethan Meeker. Walking it across the midcourt, Ethan Radu. Illini at last check, we're getting beaten pretty good at home against Michigan. Get you a final on that one. In case you were tuning into GIL tonight expecting to hear the Illini game. Lob on the inside, bad pass stolen away by Tyson Parks. Meeker into the front court. Had Parks flashing down the right side of the lane. Here's Jones, cut off, and a little push foul called A lot of body from Luke Snyder on Denzel, pulling it into the left side of the lane.
Yeah, Snyder's got his mouth open like he can't believe it. Well, that was an easy. Now he's eating his jersey. That was an easy call to make. He bumped him toward the baseline. You can't do that.
Quick pass down low. Good luck. Pump fake. Up and in by Gibson. He got Himmelman to fake. Bite on the fake just enough as Grant still barely got the shot up and in over his fingertips. It's 41-23. On the left side on the wing, this is Snyder with it. Now trying to drive on Gibson. Draws two defenders and a foul on the floor, I think against Meeker coming over with the help side defense. That's going to put Snyder at the free throw line. They call it on Gibson instead, his second. And two quick team fouls on the Silver Streaks just a minute and a half into the second half. Snyder to the free throw line. 2 points on his only shot of the game back in the first quarter. The free throw is up and in. Nice shooting touch for the senior guard. 41-24, Galesburg by 17. Snyder will get a second. Good student section on hand for the Maple Leafs tonight. Dressed in a variety of, well, somewhat star-spangled costumes, I guess, is kind of the theme tonight. But as hard as they've tried, the noise they've tried to make, Silver Streak still lead by 16, just underway in the second half. Galesburg had a pretty good student section and adult following of their own up here tonight.
Yeah, we've been traveling pretty well the last few weeks. Nice to see.
Meeker fakes again from the top, drives in from the left side. Exact same shot and the exact same result. He might have gotten a step closer to the basket that time, but he still had to kind of contort his body a little bit to get that shot off on the soft bank off the glass. 4.5 and for the game for the sophomore guard, Ethan Meeker. In the backcourt, into the frontcourt now. Rusk guarded by Meeker. Cut off in the lane. They'll bring it back out. Swinging around to the left side. It goes to Milkey on the wing, guarded by Jones. Around the screen. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Reverses back to Radu on the right side. Tries to get it into Himmelman. Gibson from the backside knocks it loose. Into the frontcourt, Ross. Driving in Meeker. Past his man. And then came up short on the shot, hitting the bottom of the rim. And it's deflected out of bounds as Meeker batted it away.
I thought for a minute they were going to give that back to us.
I did, too.
It was clearly off of Meeker, who's slapping his hand, unhappy that he didn't finish that up and under.
I think maybe he was a bit surprised that he was able to get so close into the basket on that drive once he got past the defender initially.
Yeah, maybe got a little too far under.
2.5 minutes into the second half, Silver Streaks on top by 18, 43-25. They've led the entire game. Good defense by Meeker out high, and a bad pass from Bravada back behind his teammate Wolak, who reaches back for it at half court, but it goes out of bounds for the 16th Maple Leaf turnover.
Yeah, you know, you said it at the outset. The guard spot is really where we had an opportunity here, and it's evident. They are really, really weak at the guard spot.
Down the lane, Gibson leaves it off for Parks, and a foul on the reach coming from the backside as Grant really kind of pass that one away to Tyson too softly. Geneseo nearly came away with a steal. But they're going to get the reach foul called on Kevin Wolak, his first.
We're just happy that Coach Brad Storm's son, Tyler, is not here anymore. He abused us for a few years. He was a terrific power player down low. Ended up going to Northern Illinois University for 4 years.
Crossover by Meeker, drives all the way in, a block by Himmelman as Meeker went up with it with a left hand. Geneseo back quickly. Trying to put something together positively here in the second half. Make a run at the Silver Streaks. Down by 18 with under 5 minutes to go third quarter. Fake by Radu. Drive. Leaves it off behind him. Now they kick it out to Milkey for three. And that one is good. 43-28. 15-point Galesburg lead.
Hey, they Milkey wide open. That's twice. He's swished it. But he hasn't had a whole lot of clean looks tonight.
Silver Streaks have led by as many as 21 in this game. It's 15 right now with 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ross on the right side drives past his man, pulls up from 15 feet off the back of the rim. Gibson comes out, loses the rebound, stolen away by Wolak. Here comes Geneseo on the run. Radu for three. That one rolls off. And the rebound, Tyson Parks. That would have been a big one if they'd knocked it down. Instead, here comes Meeker, other direction. Rifles it through the lane to Parks, and a rebound put back Ross. Nobody blocked him out from the left side, and Mike Reynolds calls a quick 30-second timeout to set up the press and give his team a little bit of a break here, leading by 17.
Yeah, that was a crushing couple of seconds for Geneseo. If they hit the three on the other end, it's 43-31. They're as close as they've been in a while. That one goes off, though. Parks clears the board. We come down, get the putback by Ross. and back to a much more comfortable 17-point Bulls.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Jim, you had the honors on the way up.
Yeah, really, really nice. It's got about 16,000 on it. It's a 2013 Nissan Altima. And first thing I did, I realized when I sit down how comfortable the seats were. Just really, really nice leather seats. It's beautiful package, dries very, very nicely. Beautiful stereo we utilized to listen to a little rock and roll coming up here. We got all charged up for the game today, too. So our thanks to Galesburg Nissan. Really nice tan, beautiful Nissan Altima we're driving here tonight to Geneseo.
Streaks put the full court pressure on, along with Joe Williams into the game coming out of that timeout break as Devin Ross gets a break. Geneseo breaks it, driving down the lane, one-handed runner, soft off the back of the rim, and Bravada's shot drops through with a runner. It's 45-30, Geneseo within 15, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Williams will be picked up by Radu, bringing it into the front court. Maple Leafs have stuck pretty well with a man defense tonight, and I think that's benefited the Silver Streaks as much as anything, as they have really struggled against the zone here in the last month. There's a backdoor cut from Meeker, and a shot bounces in and out, and his rebound putback also won't go down, but he gets fouled, and a heck of a look by Tyson Parks on that backdoor cut.
I don't know how he found a window wide enough to get a basketball through on that one. He really threaded the needle on that bounce pass to Meeker.
Kevin Wolak with his second foul, third team foul on the Maple Leafs. Meeker to the line, makes the first one. All five of his points in the game have come here in the second half. Meeker missed all three of his shots in the first half, made his first two of the second half, has now missed three in a row on some tough luck, makes both free throws, 47-30, Galesburg by 17. Full court press stays on, Meeker deflects the inbound pass, and it goes out of bounds up the far sideline. Geneseo will keep it. They do manage to advance the ball about 20 feet toward half court. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Been fun for the Silver Streaks tonight. Still need to finish off the game as they try to play for their second consecutive regional championship. Into the front court, Meeker starts the double team. They get the pass away. Himmelman in the lane, gets a tough shot up. Rebound put back, bounces right back to him, up and in.
Stuck with it. He was surprised when he turned around and Gibson was right in his face, and he just forced up a shot, but was strong enough to go ahead and follow the thing and get it back up and in.
Michigan leads Illinois by 30 with 2 minutes to go in the game at Champaign. Jones on the left side. See, it's just as well we carried this game tonight,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Silver Streaks lead by 15 here, 2:45 to go third quarter. As the Streaks open the regional strongly. Here's Meeker. Again, faking right, driving left. That shot comes up well short, hitting the front of the rim. And Himmelman with a double-double now with his 10th rebound.
Yeah, in the first quarter, I thought this might be a 30-point game. But not able to quite blow him out.
Lob on the inside. Good touch pass. Trying to get it into Himmelman. And Parks defended it well from the front side, knocking it out of bounds. And Meeker will sit down with Devin Ross back into the game. Bravada will inbound it from the left of his own basket. Under 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 47-22 Galesburg. 47-32, excuse me. 15-point lead. Lob on the inbound to Wolak. Still with it. Now dribbles his left toward the top of the arc. Back into the game, Cooper Humphreys passes it right side to Radu. Now into the wing, it goes to Wolak, back up top. They'll pass it around, play patient, try to find an opening to Himmelman. Skip it up top, left side over to Humphreys for three from the wing. Short, long rebound out, and the loose ball finds its way to Bravada for Geneseo. Drives, dumps it off Radu. Good touch pass to the right side, and a miss by Wolak, and Himmelman is fouled in the rebound. Good ball movement by Geneseo, but they just can't find the hoop.
Yep.
Earn it from the free throw line.
Parks altered that first shot, but then wasn't quick enough to get back, and he tried to get the block on Himmelman, but got a piece of the arm, and so that's what, three on Tyson?
Nope, they're going to call it on Devin Ross, his first.
Oh, okay.
Himmelman's free throw is good. He's got six in the quarter, 17 for the game to go along with 11 rebounds, 47-33. Geneseo, once down 21 in the first half, has crawled within 14, trying to make it 13 here. Just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second free throw good as well.
Well, big guys, good big guys, do give us trouble. Himmelman is tonight, despite our best efforts to deny him the ball. And we're going to see one that's a couple inches taller than him Friday night, probably, and Dunlap's Alex Sorensen.
And a bad pass by Devin Ross. Tried to loft it over to the top of everybody with a skip pass to the left side. Joe Williams had no chance. He went as high as he could to climb the ladder, even with his long arms. Got a finger on it. That's the second Galesburg turnover of the game. So that's impressive. But it gives Geneseo a chance to pull maybe within 10 here with a minute 35 to go third quarter. Humphreys on the outside, guarded by Logan Davis. Out of the right side, it goes to Pravada. Knocked out of his hands by Ross, out of bounds in front of the Geneseo bench.
Kind of hard to believe with all the Geneseo turnovers and the way the Streaks have really dominated this game that it could be as close as 10 if they hit a three right here.
Or we get a three-point play. Himmelman's had several of those in this game here tonight. Skip pass up top to the left side. Humphreys now tries to get it deflected off Himmelman in the lane. It goes right to Bravada for an up and in, and it's 47-36. Galesburg sees its lead crawl down to 11 now.
Bravada got a deuce just for hanging around the basket. That was intended for Himmelman. Went off his fingertips. Bravada just happened to be standing there and put it in the basket.
And it's energized the Geneseo student section. And pushing through a screen, that'll be a foul on Cooper Humphreys as Logan Davis got knocked to the deck. That'll be the first foul of the game on Humphreys. And it might have denied a Streaks three-point opportunity. As it looked like Gibson was getting ready to square up for the shot. Now he'll inbound the ball from the left baseline. Into Joe Williams under the wing. Up top to Gibson, driving down the right side. He's been held quiet. Drives, takes it strong to the basket, up and in. Only the second shot attempt of the second half for Gibson, but he's made them both. He's got 22.
He took it over Himmelman. Himmelman uses his height, but he's not a guy that swats at the ball. He's not a big shot blocker.
Here's a steal. Ross knocks it loose, picked up by Williams. Joe leads the break, tries to leave it off for Gibson. Geneseo steals it away. So back-to-back turnovers. Spin move in the lane by Radu. Missed it with a left hand. Himmelman's shot goes up off the glass. Rebound Devin Ross. Now falling out of bounds. Saves it to Logan Davis. Here comes Logan into the front court. Gibson with 20 seconds to go in the quarter, and the Streaks pull it back out to hold for the last shot. Mike Reynolds was screaming on the sideline to get his team's attention to hold for the final shot. Leading by 13. Gibson on the right wing. Down to 7 seconds to go. Parks up top. Left side Ross. Down to 4. Devin with a backdoor lob. Deflected away by Geneseo. And Williams can't get the shot off before the end of the third quarter. 49-36, Galesburg after 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Pratty Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Pratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Win a pair of tickets for all 10 Cardinals Cubs games this season at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. It's WGIL's Double Play Giveaway. Register at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks leading the Geneseo Maple Leafs after three quarters. 49-36 in the regional semifinal. Galesburg couldn't get off a final shot and will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter with Gibson inbounding and a bad pass away by Himmelman. Streaks have now turned it over on three of their last four possessions. And Geneseo, again, hanging around, down 13 with the ball here now to start the fourth quarter.
After only one turnover the whole game, then three out of four possessions, Himmelman gets fouled inside, and he'll get two free throws and a chance to cut into that lead a little bit more. And somewhat shockingly, Geneseo is hanging around in this game and trying to make it a contest down the stretch.
Second foul of the game on Devin Ross. And for the Silver Streaks, that is their fourth. In fact, both teams with four team fouls here. And Himmelman makes the first free throw. He had seven in the quarter. Now 8.5 and 18 for the game. Gibson leads all scorers with 22 for Galesburg. But it's looking more and more like this one might end up going down to the wire as Geneseo pulls within 11. 49-38, and the Maple Leafs put on the full court pressure with Jones, Ross, Meeker, Parks, and Gibson for the Silver Streaks, the five starters here to begin the fourth quarter. Ross nearly went into the backcourt. as a trap forced him backwards. Here's Meeker for three and got it.
Big bomb from Ethan.
Ethan's been struggling. He started off hot early in the third quarter and then cooled off, missing his last four shots. That's a big three-pointer there to put the Streaks back on top by 14. And a bad pass on the inside. Parks leads a break and a two-handed jam all the way in on the coast-to-coast. First basket of the second half, 13 for the game for Tyson Parks and the noisiest one of the night. And it comes after the 18th Geneseo turnover. In the lane, Himmelman spins up with the right hand, missed the shot, saving it on the baseline on the rebound, Meeker. And Gelsberg now trying to build the lead back up. Parks, right side, Gibson three, well short, rebound, Denzel Jones dribbles it back out on the, from the perimeter. Now he drives into the lane, leaves it off for Parks, and up and in. Streaks come out energized in the fourth quarter and quickly build the lead back up to 18. Under 6.5 minutes to go in the regional semifinal. On the dribble out high, Greg Russ. Backdoor pass, left side. Humphreys gets fouled on the way to the basket. That thing was wide open on the left wing.
Yeah, really a bad foul from Denzel Jones from behind because Humphreys was going in, but Tyson Parks was right there. He's not going to get that shot off. He has no prayer getting that shot off over Tyson, but Denzel ran him down for the back and fouled him there.
Third foul of the game on Denzel Jones. Cooper Humphreys to the line. Makes the first free throw and his first point of the game. That snaps the little mini run there by the Silver Streaks. It scored seven quick ones.
Yep, the three by Meeker and then the turnover and then the dunk. And then finishing it off with two more. That might have been the game right in that stretch.
Humphreys misses badly on the second free throw. Tyson Parks was reaching back for the rebound, and it looked like Himmelman might have come in from the backside and knocked it out of his hand. But they're going to say it goes back to Geneseo. So the lob out high to Himmelman pulls Parks away from the basket up at the top of the arc. 6:15 to go in the game. Himmelman inside the free throw line. Leaves it off to Radu driving in. Scoops it up with the left hand. Rolls off. Rebound batted around. Deflected out by Parks. Saw Meeker out there and Meeker got held. No, he got called for traveling as he brought it across midcourt as Rusk was there to defend.
I could see that. He probably took a stride before he put it down. Ethan's got long strides, too, so I think sometimes it makes it look like he's traveling when perhaps he's not.
17-point Gelsberg lead. Geneseo with the ball on the dribble. Snyder inched his way toward the top of the arc, now pulls it back out. Milky briefly lost the handle on the ball, but there's Radu to pick it up. Streaks trying to keep up the energetic level, which clearly seemed to be the message in that third-quarter timeout. Guys got to play with a lot more life, and they've done so here in the fourth quarter. Here's an open three by Snyder. Rattles in and out. Rebound Meeker for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court. Quick pass to Joe Williams. Falling out of bounds. Hard into the wall. Saves it to Gibson. Meeker shoots the three. It goes over the basket. Out of bounds, and Williams is still down. Now he is up. Staggering.
Yeah.
Grimaces. And he's going to come to the bench. He wants to come out of the game.
Yeah.
And now he starts to hold his lower back.
And if that was me, I'd have been there for a week. Oh, man. He hit that. Well, and their wall back here is padded, but right under the basket, they've got a post that sticks out.
Yeah.
That's also padded, but it looked to me that's what he ran into. And he was going full speed when he whammed into that.
Well, and that was just a diving attempt more than anything as the pass was headed that direction. But Joe was moving so fast toward the basket that really all he could do was catch it and try to whip it back out to somebody, which he did. He found Gibson. And good to see Joe able to get up on his own. And he actually told the Geneseo trainer he's okay, but Streaks brought their trainer as well. She's down talking to him right now. 5:20 to go in the game, 17-point Gelsberg lead. On the right side, Snyder guarded by Gibson. Now up top it goes to Radu, guarded by Meeker. Cuts him off there. Pass to the left side over to Russ. And the inlet pass, and a hold called on the Silver Streaks, I think on Eric Thompson.
Yeah, wasn't his left hand as he reached out and poked it away. He had his right arm wrapped around, and that's where they got him. So the foul on Eric. Geneseo gets it underneath their own basket.
Six fouls on Gelsberg. Lob on the inbound, and Himmelman fell down. Gibson with the steal. Did he fall down because Grant helped him fall down? Here's Denzel, blocked, goes right to Devin Ross up and in. Johnny on the spot, Devin Ross, 58-39. Gelsberg back up top by 19 with under 5 minutes to go in the game. On the right wing, Snyder. Quick pass down low, Radu. double team, dribbles it back out on the backdoor cut through it right behind Snyder, who never saw it coming, and somehow it found its way to Melky on the left wing.
You don't throw a two-hopper through the lane very often and have it make its target.
Or a target.
Anybody, yeah.
A target on your own team. Himmelman with an offensive rebound won't go. Rebound fought for. Gibson ties him up, and the alternating possession favors Geneseo. Himmelman missed another easy one close in. Silver Streaks were contesting it all the way.
Man, he's got a he's pulling the shorts. I mean, he can't come out. I mean, they just can't afford to not have him on the court. No. So he goes wire to wire. Meeker just got an elbow in the face guarding
Rusk.
Yep.
Was going to fake up for the shot, then he pulled the ball down and kind of whipped the ball around from his left to his right. That caught Meeker with the elbow. Both staying in the game. Here's Rusk with it now outside. Meeker slapped at it. In fact, he's still checking his nose, or his lip, making sure he's not bleeding. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Galesburg with a 19-point lead. Radu briefly found an opening, just flips it up with the left hand, falling down inside the free throw line. Radu's taking some ill-advised shots. And now a travel into the front court after Denzel Jones got the rebound, and that's the sixth Galesburg turnover.
And Geneseo is 0 for 6 from the field in this fourth quarter, so any thoughts they had of coming back, you don't get in the basket, it ain't going to happen.
Geneseo calls a timeout, 3:49 to go in the game, a full timeout. Silver Streaks by 19. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh, my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Tori Kavanaugh here for WGIL. Get details on this year's Big Read with the Galesburg Public Library. Tonight at 5:20 on the WGIL Evening News.
.349 to go here at Geneseo High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Up I-74 and I-80 for the regional semifinal tonight. Silver Streaks lead by 19. And part of the certified pre-owned fleet, I think, Jim?
Sure is. Beautiful tan Nissan 2013 Altima. And it's one of those, well, I hate to give this up. In fact, maybe we'll just keep it till Friday. They won't notice.
On the right side, Russ guarded by Meeker, who's staying into the game despite taking that pop to the face. Here's Radu driving in after the fake on the left wing. Gives it off to Himmelman. Spin move in the lane. A lot of contact. Lost the ball. Gathered it back up and laid it up and in.
First field goal of the fourth quarter for Geneseo. Still a 17-point game with 3:20 to go as the Streaks working their way towards Friday's championship.
Gibson into the midcourt. Devin Ross dribbling. Cut off. After briefly finding an opening, here's Meeker with a jump stop in the lane. Off balance, up with the right hand, banked it in. 5 in the quarter and 11 for the game for Ethan Meeker. 60-41, Silver Streaks by 19. They've led the whole game after scoring the first two baskets. Got off to a quick 11-2 lead, which forced a Geneseo timeout. And the Streaks, while Geneseo's been hanging around, pull close. Silver Streaks with a little burst to start the fourth quarter. Got that lead back comfortable. They've kept it there. Meeker with a drive. Overthrows Tyson Parks under the basket. And Ethan falls down, crumpling and rubbing his right, the back of his right thigh. Kind of where his hamstring is. Sam, I'm fine. Looked at Tyson, looked over the coaching staff, said, I'm fine.
Well, he really rifled that one too high. That was an assist waiting to happen, but he put way too much air under that one. Nailed one of the cheerleaders over there. Meeker's really been active this half. I mean, he's just really looking to score. I mean, he just seems to really want the ball on offense right now.
On the left side, skip pass up top, quick look into Himmelman on the touch pass, draws contact, offensive putback draws through, but the official says a foul on the floor before that on Grant Gibson on the hack. That's Grant's third, waves off the basket, and Himmelman gets two free throws.
Well, Himmelman is just a junior, so if Geneseo would happen to have somebody come into the district that could compliment him a little bit, they could be a real problem next year because this kid is a good basketball player.
6 in the quarter, 13 for the half, and 24 for the game for Drew Himmelman. With the postseason underway, we're keeping an eye on some streaks opponents throughout the season. If you weren't with us earlier, Limestone with a big loss tonight in the regional semifinal, falling to Morton by 15 points. Second free throw, in and out.
Well, and what comparatively over the years is a really thin field going through Peoria this year, got thinner when Limestone lost tonight. Manuel is the team to watch now over there. Metamora is decent, right, but not great, as is Richwoods.
Richwoods is playing some really good ball here in the final month of the regular season.
But the door is open, unlike many years where you just know you're not going to get out of there.
With a crossover on the right side, Williams cut off, now skips it out to Devin Ross. He lost the handle on it, driving down the lane, gets it back out to Williams in the corner. 2 minutes to go in the regional semifinal. DeKalb and Rochester, a couple of other Silver Streaks opponents this season, both lost as the pass down low to Tyson Parks on the low blocks, fouled by Greg Rust. Rochester lost to Chatham Glenwood. Looks like they gave him a pretty decent game, losing by 10, 59-49. Bit of a surprise at DeKalb, a team that knocked off Galesburg at home in the middle of that four-game losing streak that they lost so early.
Yeah, they were a nice club. They're one of the few non-conference teams to come into Thiel and win on a Saturday night in recent years.
One of only three losses the Silver Streaks suffered at home, one to Limestone and one to Rock Island. Driving, Williams off to Meeker. Quick look to Tyson Parks, lays it up and in for the low blocks. 6.5, 17 for the game for Tyson Parks after he scored 18 Friday in the win over UT. Driving in from the right side, shot off the front of the rim out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg.
Galesburg 6 out of 7 here in the fourth quarter as they're taking this one home tonight.
And a timeout called by the Maple Leafs. This will be another full timeout for Coach Brad Storm. 1:33 to go in the game. Silver Streaks by 19. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Still over 1.5 minutes to go in the game here at Geneseo in the regional semifinal. Maple Leafs open with a crushing victory over Alleman last night, but it's the Silver Streaks on the high side here tonight. They've led the entire way. With 1:33 to go, they lead by 19 coming out of a Geneseo timeout, 62-43. Good way to open for the Silver Streaks. They won their last two games of the regular season against a much-improved United Township team on Friday, and they've carried that momentum over here into the postseason tonight. On the left wing, coming out of the timeout, a quick three by Brandon Rumler won't go down. Long rebound pops out into the hands of Geneseo. That one won't go down. Another fight for the rebound, and Meeker comes out with it, and he's fouled from by.
I wondered if maybe during that timeout, Coach Storm wouldn't get a lot of his seniors in there to finish up their final minute plus of high school basketball. Himmelman is done for the night, done for the season, I would think. Really a good effort for his team tonight, again.
Ethan Radu, the senior, will sit down. And that's as much as what you do as anything as a coach. When you get late in the game, you keep your seniors out on the floor, you start pulling them out one by one so the home team can show its appreciation. So Radu scored only 2 points tonight on a tough night, hounded by that Galesburg defense. Joe Williams on the outside, drives down the lane, dumps it off to Denzel Jones with a reverse. Shot won't go down, but he's fouled. And a quick foul called on Kevin Wolak will be his third. And Denzel will get 2 free throws. With 1:05 to go in the game, and the Streaks leading by 19. Tomorrow, Dunlap will face Canton. A couple of Middle Illini teams going at it up here at Geneseo on the winner to face the Silver Streaks Friday night. Denzel's second one, or first free throw up and in. First point since the first quarter for Denzel Jones.
Well, you know, you wonder as more Geneseo seniors go out. Melky to a nice hand.
Luke Snyder sits down, another senior.
But, you know, does Dunlap and Canton either bother to send anybody up here? I think Dunlap has seen us enough. I suppose maybe if Geneseo had won, they'd want to see that. But to drive all the way up here for this. I'm not sure. I don't think Dunlap needs another scouting report. We know each other pretty well.
Although they have not played us since Joe Williams returned.
Well, that's true.
Denzel misses the second free throw. Rebound by Rumler. Leads the break to the other end, and they nearly turn it over. Streaks fighting for it on the floor, but Geneseo comes up with it. Cut off on the right baseline. Jordan Schnowski skips it back out. Long three on the way. Over the rim on the weak side. Rebound. Pump fake. And a block from the backside and a foul will send Kevin Wolak to the free throw line.
And there's always a chance, especially when you get two conference rivals together like Canton and Dunlap, that maybe Canton could pull off the upset tomorrow night. It's pretty unlikely with Dunlap playing very well. Good size advantage. Very veteran team. And we fully expect to see the Eagles for the third time this year when we get to Friday night.
The guard, Brent Renner, has been playing some of his best basketball of the season here in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Wolak misses the first free throw. Silver Streaks have all of their starters out of the game now. Cal Morling, J.J. Rain to the game, along with Bryce Reed, Alan Massey, and Kevonte Shaw. Second free throw by Wolak is good. And he will sit down. Another senior goes to the bench for Geneseo, who will finish their season at 14-15. Galesburg winning its third straight tonight for its 22nd victory. We'll move on to the regional final, looking for their second straight regional title. Tough pass into the front court, batted away, right to Shaw. Streaks with a 2-on-1. Morling pulls up from 17 feet and got it.
Made it look easy. Way to go, Seth.
65-54. And at the other end, a quick foul by Galesburg as Geneseo takes it strong to the basket with 28 seconds to go in the game. Kevonte Shaw picked up two quick fouls here, and that's going to put Jordan Schnowski at the line. 5'9 junior. First one up and in and out.
Yeah, if you commit a foul or two, you could stay out there longer at the end of the game. And again, the Geneseo faithful showing their appreciation to their team, which is about a 500 ball club, you said, this year coming into this one.
Yep. 14-14. 65-45.
So Morling made a shot. Now he's out. Comes off smiling.
Lincoln wins big tonight, defeating Decatur Eisenhower 53-33. We're talking on the way up about that big win Lincoln had over Lanphier. Here's J.J. Range driving, leaving it off on the right side. Shot up and won't go down for Dakota Williams, who has not scored since the East Peoria game. That was the first game of the year. So Dakota could bookend things here. Not the last game of the year, but into the postseason anyway. He's going to get a couple of free throws here. J.J. smiling. I think he wanted the assist as Williams makes a free throw. Good to see Dakota Williams get into the scorebook. Silver Streaks leading by 21 with under 13 seconds to go in the game. The second free throw on the way and in and out. Rebound knocked around, and it goes over to J.J. Range for the rebound. He'll fire the three. That won't go. Rebound Williams out to Bryce Reed for three off the back of the rim. Williams another rebound, skips it out to Range from the free throw line short, and that's the ball game. 66-55, Galesburg moves on to the regional final Friday night. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time. like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
This is cause for a celebration. A toast to my accomplishments. Let's raise our chocolate-covered strawberry frappes in triumph as we relish in delicious victory.
Girl, all you did was finally do some laundry after a month.
And I think that deserves a reward.
Celebrate every little moment with a new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Decadent chocolate and the taste of sweet strawberry combined for a rich, velvety flavor that makes even laundry day a special day. Another new way to love McCafe. For a limited time, participate in McDonald's.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Sticks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a slight chance of snow tonight. Lows down around 15. Tomorrow, snow likely with accumulation around 1 inch, highs of 29. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow. Lows dropping down around 12. Thursday, sunny with highs of 33. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows of 22. And finally, Friday, cloudy with highs around 40. Friday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, lows of 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 24 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks take care of business here tonight, 66-45, and the head coach is here and ready to go already. So our postgame interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim, take it away with Coach Mike Reynolds.
All right. Well, Mike, you did exactly what you wanted to do. You got out of the gate fast. You used your quickness. You jumped on them early, and they were game. I thought they hung in there for a lot longer than maybe we thought they were going to, but you put them away there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were ready for that kind of quickness, and then once they got settled in, they could play, certainly. But you know, getting that early lead really helped us.
We've struggled with zone a lot this year. They didn't play a whole lot tonight. Were you surprised by that?
Well, no, because, I mean, we've seen them twice live, seven tapes, one possession of zone the other night when everybody had two fouls. So I know that's not what he wants to do. It is what it is. If somebody wants to play a zone, I think the way we're moving the ball now, I think we'll be okay again.
Tell you what, Himmelman, for a junior at 6'7", everybody knows he's going to get the ball. He still puts up 24. He's a tough matchup, isn't he?
Well, he makes layups, you know, and when you're willing to play slow and move the ball around and make sure he gets it, you know, he gets touched. I thought we did a great job. We probably had seven or eight steals on passes going in, which led to breaks because he couldn't run with our guys. But he's a really good player. He's a really good player. So, certainly there'll be a force to reckon with next year. You know, 30 is a freshman out there. I thought he played really well. And then, you know, got a couple juniors in the lineup along with the big kid.
What was the message in the third quarter timeout? Because we certainly seemed to pick it up much better at the beginning of the fourth quarter than what we'd been doing in the third.
Yeah, I mean, you're not just going to continue to outscore teams unless you're going to win by 75 points. And you know, I kind of joked with Pogue at half. I said, well, if we can get 60 points, we'll probably win, regardless if our defense turns bad, you know. And I thought our defense wasn't great. In the third quarter, I thought we were a little step slow on a couple rotations, but, you know, I think what was 8-0 or something to start that fourth quarter, and it was basically over after that.
Seemed like you had different players at different stages that were really key. Grant came out, made a statement early. Tyson Parks was obviously Tyson very much in that first half until he sat down there just before halftime. Second half, we thought Meeker really was looking to score a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job of trying to force Grant farther away from the rim. Which Meeker drove right down his side, you know, three times on the same play. And the big kid was a little gun shy to leave Tyson because he's, you know, your guy keeps shooting layups because you're helping. I mean, you know, it's only natural to try to stay home. And Meeker made a couple, three or four tough shots. I thought he actually left, you know, 4 or 6 points on the board that normally he'll make. But I thought we played extremely hard. I thought we got a little tired. You know, you get that emotion going from the regional, you get a little tired. I thought the guys we put in off the bench, I thought, played extremely well. I thought Eric came in and banged around. Logan gave us a good couple minutes there. Joe, obviously, I thought played well, you know, and until he crashed into the wall there pretty hard. But I thought we played as hard as we played all year. And you know, I said in the locker room, we're going to need another 32 minutes of fighting on Friday if we plan on winning.
Well, I had asked you in the pregame, you know, guys like Denzel Jones, Tyson Parks playing in a situation that they hadn't had to play before. Thought they came out with great energy tonight. Does that kind of take care of that? They've got one of these under their belt now heading into the regional final now?
Well, I hope. You know, I mean, maybe Denzel or Tyson wasn't quite himself since he was about an inch and a half short or 4 inches short on that dunk. And he will never live that down. You know, you don't want to miss a dunk on the front of the rim. But I think he got himself back. He broke his one dribble rule, but he went in there and hit that one pretty good.
Yep. Anything can happen tomorrow night, but you got to figure Dunlap with all their senior leadership, they seem like they're playing their best ball of the year. So we said this last time we saw them, we'll probably see them again, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I was there the night Canton beat them. So I seen a lot. My wife and I went over there. You know, and the Rhodes gets a ton. You know, I mean, he's a guy that could walk out tomorrow night and get 40 points. And when you got a guy that can get 40, I mean, we had a thrower's chance last year a lot, you know, with Grant. You know, you got a guy that can get points. You've got a thrower's chance, and they've got one. And I think they're going to shoot a lot of threes tomorrow. And you know, I think both teams are pretty good. They cause us some trouble. Certainly Dunlap's more like Geneseo and just their makeup. I think they got better guards, certainly, but they're, you know, with the big kid inside. You know, we've got to be ready to roll for sure.
Do you come up here tomorrow night looking more to see what Canton is doing, or do you anticipate Dunlap's made some changes in order to play so well as they have here at the end of the year?
Brad, we've already scouted them a ton already. We've got every tape from about 10 games. So
so you're staying home tomorrow night?
We're going to be here, but we've already got it taken care of, I think. We've already got it scouted at least.
Right. Congrats. See you Friday.
All right, thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us here on the postgame. We'll take a break here. We'll look over the final numbers as the Streaks win their regional semifinal game 66-45 over Geneseo and advance to the title game Friday night. You're listening to Silver Streaks postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Ashley Blake with WGIL reminding you, if you've been a supporter of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Knox County, joining its Satellite Resource Group is another way to help. Volunteers meet once a month for an hour to focus on fundraising, sponsors, and recruitment. Check your calendar for contact information at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
66-45, Galesburg advances with a 21-point victory over the host, Geneseo Maple Leafs. And Jim, take your time at running through the team numbers here because Coach got up here so quickly. I haven't had a chance to add up the individual score yet. So post-game statistics are brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. With two locations in Galesburg and looking at some pretty good numbers overall here tonight, Jim.
Yeah, we thought that was interesting on the last comment by Coach Mike Reynolds that he said, oh, we've scouted these guys. We've seen tape. Like, we don't need to see them anymore. But
yeah. You
better believe they're coming back up here tomorrow night. They are.
We know better.
There's no way they're going to sit home and watch American Idol or whatever else is going on there. Going to be up here watching that game and try and find some more little thing to try and give them an edge on Friday night. Silver Streaks for the ball game. I had them 26 out of 53 from the field, 49%.
I'll take that.
Pretty good fourth quarter, 7 of 13. In fact, there at one stretch we'd hit, 5, 6, 7 of our first 8 shots, or 6 of our first 7 from the field in the fourth quarter when we put the thing away for sure. Meanwhile, Geneseo kind of fell off the table. They were 50% at halftime, but ended up just 30% for the game. 5 of 12 in the third quarter, 2 of 12 in the fourth quarter, and 15 of 40 for the game, 37% for the Maple Leafs. A little rebounding edge I showed for Geneseo. In fact, 32 rebounds for the Maple Leafs to 24 for the Silver Streaks. And the lion's share of Geneseo's rebounds came on the offensive, and they had 15 offensive rebounds in this one. I would guess Himmelman probably had over half of those.
He had 13 total for the game.
Yeah, so he was as Mike Reynolds acknowledged, he was a good player. He said all he does is make layups, but he makes layups. There's a lot of guys that get that ball down in the post and can't do anything with it. Well, Himmelman
knows what to do, and he positions himself well. Again, just a junior, so he'll be a big marked man next year going into the season for these Maple Leafs. Again, rebounding total 32-24. The turnovers, though, that's where it all stacked up for Geneseo. 19 turnovers on the night. Actually took a little better care of it in the second half after 13 first half turnovers. Yeah. Like I was watching the Bulls last night, watching Geneseo. Okay, Geneseo wasn't that bad, but they were close. Silver Streaks had just 7 for the game, only 1 in the first half.
Yeah.
And then a little sloppy there in that stretch in the fourth quarter. But that turnover, anytime your opponent's got 19 turnovers and you've got single figures, you're probably going to win the ball game unless you just can't throw it in the ocean. And the Silver Streaks didn't have that problem tonight. Led it from wire to wire.
Maple Leafs were 2 of 7 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 3 of 10. Didn't need a bunch of them tonight. Maple Leafs were 13 of 19 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks 11 of 19. Drew Himmelman leads all scorers for Geneseo with 24. So more than half of their 45 points tonight. Jordan Milkey just missed double figures with 8. Anthony Bravada, the freshman, whom Coach Mike Reynolds referenced in the postgame interview, and Luke Snyder each finished with 4. Ethan Radu, his final game for the Maple Leafs with 2. Cooper Humphreys, Jordan Snowski, and Kevin Wolak all off the bench with 1 point apiece. Several others had playing time for the Maple Leafs but did not score. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures. Grant Gibson leads away with 22. Tyson Parks with another good night of 17. And Ethan Meeker had 11, all in the second half. Next up, Denzel Jones with 5. Devin Ross and Joe Williams each had 4. Cal Morling with a late basket for 2. Dakota Williams with a late free throw for his only point. Alan Massey, Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, J.J. Range, Eric Thompson, Kevontae Shaw. Everybody played tonight, but those players did not score. As the Silver Streaks win it by 21, as Jim said, led the whole way, scored the first 2 baskets of the game, opened with an 11-2 run to start the game less than 3 minutes in, built as much as a 21-point lead in the second quarter, and ended up winning it by 21, 66-45. Dave's Auto Body postgame, or Crunch Time Player of the Game, comes up next in our postgame from Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it tonight, 66-45. They'll move on to the regional title game here at Geneseo against either Canton or Dunlap. If it's Canton, it'll be a rematch of the regional last year at home. The Silver Streaks open the postseason with a win over the Little Giants. If it's Dunlap, it'll be a rematch of 2 tournament games from earlier this year. Once at Taylorville, which the Silver Streaks won. Once in the King Tournament, which Dunlap won on their home court back in January. And, of course, the Canton-Dunlap game itself is a rematch between those 2 teams who are longtime rivals out of the Middle Illini. Our final order of business here, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim Lee. We haven't had a chance to compare notes on this one, but once again, it's good to have some candidates to discuss.
Yep, think we've got several tonight. Thought Grant Gibson gave us a Grant able to do it out high and down low, so really like him as a candidate. The other one, I really like Meeker. I thought the entire game, his wingspan was a real problem. He was able to strip the ball away inside a few times, able to poke the ball away outside. He led the way a couple of fast breaks. In the second half, we said he was like looking to score a lot. And when Geneseo got the thing down to
eleven points at one point,
they had a missed opportunity. We got the ball back, and Ethan drained that 3-pointer over there, and that was as close as Geneseo would ever get again.
It was part of a 7-0 run that opened that 11-point lead back up to 18, and even Mike Reynolds said in the postgame it was pretty well over after that. Geneseo was kind of out of gas at that point. They missed, their first 7 shots, I think it was, of the fourth quarter. That was, they had slowly hung in the game and kind of crawled back into it in the third quarter. And that was their chance to really make the Streaks uncomfortable the rest of the way. And Meeker was as much a part of anything in that fourth quarter when the Streaks were able to get that lead back up and eventually win it by 21 here tonight. So, again, we'll be back on the air with you Friday night from here at Geneseo. The Silver Streaks will face the winner of tomorrow night's regional semifinal between Canton and Dunlap. Looking forward to it, Jim. We'll see you then.
Yes, can't wait.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Thanks to you for being with us as well tonight. Galesburg, a winner, 66-45. They're 22-10. And we'll play for their second consecutive regional championship Friday night. From Geneseo, for Nick Simpson, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night until Friday.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.